It's the Bob and Tom Show.
At Nike, we know that to get a job done, you need the right shoe. Michael Jordan doesn't step on the court without his Nike Air Jordans. And Jose Impalero doesn't step into the streets of Pamplona without his Air Toro. Air Toro. Once you strap on these bright red steer hide zapatas, you'll be ready to run for your life.
Yes, hello. This is Jose Impalero. You know, when I put on my Air Toros, I feel like I can... Oh, no. Oh, mi Dios. No, no, Toro, el Toro! Help me, somebody!
Air Toro! People would walk over you to get this shoe. Air Toros. Hemingway may have worn khakis, but he never got to wear Air Toros. Plenty of other famous people love their Air Toros. People like Gore Vidal, Bruce Hornsby, Red Skelton, and the Chicago Bulls. So, hoof it on over to your favorite shoe store, Air Toros.
No, Toro! El Toro!
Air Toro! Just do it!
Punch me, Tom. Punch me. Wake me up. Punch me. Right in the mush.
Can't hear you.
Hit me.
Get closer to the mic.
Hit me.
Right there. That's it. Oh.
Beauty.
Feel good?
Thanks. I needed that.
I love those.
Remember that? Hi from the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
They should do those with other products.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Summer Eve. Thanks. I needed that.
You're not kidding.
Fleet Enema?
We did too.
How about that?
Carol.
You don't see the commercials for Fleet Enemas.
How about anymore. Something nice for Fleet Enema?
Doesn't that sound like a Fleet Enema? Not, it sounds like, wow.
The old fleet's going out.
That's a big one. We're sending out the whole fleet.
I think the founder, Arnold Fleet. Hi, that's Tom. That's Grace. That's Josh. That's Jeff Oske. I'm Chick. And
this is it.
This is it, baby. Your entire life is up at this moment.
It's the Napa Auto Parts Studios presentation of the Bob and Tom Show. Coming up today, we have comedian Allie Breen with her Dear Allie segment. If you have love problems, let Allie know. We'll talk about that.
Turn to our show for solutions.
That's the guide.
Yes. I've federally been in state law. I can't comment on relationships.
I think a couple of us are doing okay. Little Jeffrey Oske over there. You've got a nice new girlfriend. You've had her for what, a couple years now?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she's doing great?
Yeah.
She's eligible for federal funding or something, right? At this point, how long have you known her?
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Hurricane relief or something.
Sure. Disability.
Goodness gracious.
Maybe disability.
Yeah.
I've seen those commercials. We can get you your disability.
Yeah.
See, now that would be a good a bit on one of those airplane movies where a woman walks into a very crowded social services office and puts down a picture of her husband. The lady goes, that's $10,000 a year. Thank you, ma'am, for participating.
We recognize that as a disability.
We recognize that.
Yeah,
as
we've
a
heard
disaster.
About him. He's whatever you've done, you deserve. Okay. We have a lot of fascinating things happening in the world. We'll get to all that. Also, we're going to be joined by musician Clayton Anderson. We've got a little challenge for Clayton today.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we're going to ask him to create something for us. much the way yesterday on the show, we created something out of nothing. The fabulous Inuit chant done by the Indian ladies of Canada, the native peoples. What do they call them? First founders or something? Or what
again?
Is the, what's the current... politically correct parlance for those that were
Native Americans?
No.
They're Canadians? I'm not sure. Inuit, though. That's how they're
Referred
to.
That's what they choose. In any event, they have this this ritual once again in which they the two women get face to face and chant. There it is.
Yeah, they're almost hugging each other.
Yeah.
You like that, Josh? You like that, Josh? The girl
On girl?
Kissing the girl for, yeah, stuff like that.
Man, you know, I guess I'm not opposed to it by any means.
Is it a hit and miss?
But it doesn't really do much for it. Yeah, it's like, right, yeah, I got to admit. They're not interested in this. Why would I?
Yeah, I got to admit that. But once again, this is an actual religious ritual in which they're fully clothed, but they are face-to-face. This became famous over the weekend when Prince Charles and Camilla,
Parker Bowles, a perfect game.
Somehow I doubt if Camilla Bowles.
Probably not. Good Lord, I never touch a ball.
We took the liberty of taking this sound effect and adding it to some other things.
Thank you,
my favorite, I think, was this one. This is one of the classics from Led Zeppelin. This breakdown is famous.
You're always late with this. It should be going now.
Right there.
We need Bonzo coming. Bam, bam.
So, well, that comes eventually, but then it gets to the part. It's a little bit, you know, the guys were smoking that night and they extended it a little bit too long.
I can listen to it in my car.
Yeah, okay. and then, of course, there's this classic. How do you suppose that original song ever came about?
They
had that song, and someone was sitting around going, "I got an idea. Before we get to the song, let's do this weird
Ooga-chaka
thing."
Remember the great scene? It's actually Richard Perry, the record producer in American Hot Wax with the Alan Freed story with Tim McIntyre and Jay Leno's
right. Yeah, Jay Leno plays the driver.
Telling, we need two Dombidoos come in and over the La La La's. And let's try that one time. Try the Dooby-Doos, Dombidoos. That's Richard Perry's.
Wait a minute. What?
This isn't the late.
This is tennis.
Are you just hitting random sounds?
No, that's Maria Sharapova. We can put that together. Add the ladies here. It does sound like
that's just a mess.
Yeah, that really does sound like a very moist porno, I must say. Did you know that The Simpsons tackled this project years ago?
Oh, in The Simpsons movie, there's some throat singing.
This is called throat singing, this
right.
Inuit stuff. Yeah, there's a famous scene. We've got the audio from this where Homer Simpson's introduced to throat singing.
Now we will cleanse your spirit by the ancient Inuit art of throat singing.
Throat singing? How long are we doing this?
Until you have an epiphany.
Okay.
And boy does it.
Epiphany. Woo!
Bananas are an excellent source of potassium.
There you go.
Americans will never embrace soccer.
More than two shakes and it's playing with yourself. In order to save myself, I have to save Springfield.
There you
Thank
go.
You, boob lady.
I love that.
Thank you, boob lady.
She's very bosomy. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, boob lady. Okay, thank you, Inuit. We have to begin our adventures today by tiptoeing over to the sports desk.
Well, today, first of all, is officially announced. All sportscasters, professional sportscasters, know that today is what's considered the slowest day in the sporting world. There's no baseball scheduled. No NBA, no NFL, no NHL.
The ESPYs.
The ESPYs tonight.
In case the poontang and the money wasn't enough, now they get awards.
And recognition.
That's right. Hosted by Petey Pie.
That's
Peyton
right.
Manning. Peyton Manning tonight.
Petey Pie.
That's right. I saw something last night that I think may be the future of baseball. Did you watch any of the All-Star game? Anybody?
Not a pitch.
The at one point, they had, I think it was Bryce Harper, mic'd. While in the outfield, and
okay,
I mean it is so exciting if they could start miking lots of players during a game.
I've always said this on the NFL broadcast: if they could hook up another, and they can, obviously they just haven't done it yet, an audio channel, pay extra for it, and you can hear the sidelines and the mic'd up players. That would, you know, but I guess the other team would garner information from that and possibly. It'd be 0-0 after eight quarters, I guess.
Well, there'd also be a lot of cursing. But that'd be all right. It's really cool. And they have that ultra slow motion, so you can see a guy whiff in extra slow motion as the ball goes by at 100 miles an hour.
Right.
I guess
but having the players mic'd, I think, would just all the time would be really cool, especially when they're talking to each other, the opposing team.
You know, last year, Hard Knocks was the Rams. And I guess Amazon has a streaming NFL series. And I guess it's 10 times better than anything they've ever done on HBO, I guess.
Oh,
it's full access and yeah, the whole thing.
I didn't know that. Well, so anyway, it's a light sports day.
Yeah,
we do have Campbell's on the golf course.
Here's what happened last night, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Robinson Cano led off the 10th inning with a home run off Wade Davis.
Sure that he has a man named Friday.
That's Crusoe.
That's Robinson Crusoe, not Robinson Cano. That sounds like something I'd say, so I like it.
Sorry,
very
you're
much.
Not on your game yet.
I'm not
I'd
on my
step
game.
In and be, I'd beat you. I'd beat you for a
I
while.
I really did. Yeah.
I had no sleep. How'd you do last night?
Not great.
Great. Yeah. Grace, you get any sleep?
A little bit.
Oh, good. We're going to need it.
Yeah. American League wins 2-1. That means the American League participant in the World Series gets home field.
That is immoral.
In the 88th,
the All-Star game should have nothing to do with the regular
game.
Season.
And get a load of, you'll like this. If you didn't like this, you're going to not like this. The all-time All-Star game series is now tied for the first time since 1964. American National League's each winning 43 times with two ties. Blah, 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 blah. The junior circuit is 17-3-1 in the series since the National League blanked the American League 6-0 in 1996.
Well, you know how I feel about interleague play.
Money grab?
No.
It's about the children.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
yeah, you see how he's
dripping with sarcasm.
That's yeah.
It's Lester Maddox axe handle approach to interleague baseball play.
Oh, my God.
It's a little joke there. Sometimes you've got to go deep.
The axe handle approach. Aaron Judge wasn't the only one to hit a big home run Monday night at the Home Run Derby.
You've seen the wigs, right?
No, I haven't seen the wigs. What wigs?
Yeah, Judge fans are wearing
They're dressed like judges in the crowd.
Judge fans are wearing those old-fashioned
powdered wigs.
Sammy Davis Jr. on Laugh-In.
Yeah, what do you call them? Like the wigs that they wear in the English courts.
Powdered wigs.
The big, yeah.
So they do call them powdered wigs? There's got to be another name for those.
There might be some fancy
British
name.
Like a Moominshaws or something. Anyway, the Home Run Derby, the New York Yankee slugger Judge, a ratings bonanza for ESPN, attracting the largest audience in nearly a decade. And ratings are down everywhere for ESPN, so this is great news for them. The Home Run Derby in Miami, seen by 8.69 million viewers on, this is how they do it. ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes, and the company's live streams. That's up. They count all that.
So all the
that's
ESPNs.
Up 55%
well, that's
from
that's
last year. 5.62 million, the most since, don't care about that. And speaking of Miami Marlins, Derek Jeter's bid for the Marlins now includes a new investor, a guy by the name of Michael Jordan. That's right. The NBA Hall of Famer's commitment to Jeter's bidding group for the Marlins has been confirmed by Jordan's spokesperson and comes a day after Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that the
Manfred?
Yankee slugger Jeter was among three investment groups seeking to buy the Marlins.
What cartoon was Manfred on?
Tom Terrific, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. He has an assistant known as Manfred's Man.
And I expect nothing from you, but from Tom. Always blinding. He's
blinded by the light.
He's squinting. He's blinded by the light. He's
always waiting for Quinn.
The Eskimo.
That's such a turd of a song.
No, that's a wonderful song.
That is
the worst song of all time.
Well, that's a bold song.
Blinded by the light.
This is what you're talking about?
Better than the Springsteen version.
No.
120%.
And it's not a douche. It's a...
Well, I never said it was.
Well, what is it then?
Deuce.
Then why is he saying douche?
Because it's, maybe it made the song intriguing and a hit.
You know, later when you speak of this, and you will, this was not my fault, so...
He said Manfred.
I said Rob Manfred.
No, he has a... He is much like Friday
man.
Is Robinson
man.
Crusoe.
I'll take the blame. I don't give a
Robinson Crusoe.
His man is Manfred man. Okay, I get
tonight
it.
It's
a callback. I didn't understand.
8 o'clock Eastern time. Peyton Manning will host the ESPYs at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles.
And once again, in case the
it's going to be broadcast.
Boontang and the money wasn't enough, now these guys are giving them.
You know what the problem with that Microsoft Theater is? The windows don't work.
Oh, my
I would have gone with
that's too funny to laugh at. That's amazing.
I would have gone with the windows don't open. But
hey, that's good too. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And coming up, that whole Amelia Earhart thing you guys were all in favor of last week.
She's still alive.
It's been debunked officially. Did you see that?
Officially now?
Yeah, I read the thing you said.
The debunky?
Yeah, it's over. I'll tell you about it when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. Chick McGee holding his head, hoping it won't explode right across the way here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Meeting Jeff Oskey has joined us in the studio along with Josh Arnold and the lovely Grace. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Once again, Chick has pointed out whenever you say, hey, Grace.
Good job, Grace.
Sounds like you're being sarcastic to someone who stumbled.
My nickname in high school was Disgrace, if that helps.
Disgrace, dat grace.
Whatever grace you want.
Yeah, whatever grace you want.
That really reflects on the creativity of your classmates.
Yeah.
Actually, more than
I went to a public school, Chick.
Did you ever get asked to say grace?
God. Too
the
many
blessing.
Times.
The blessing. The blessing.
Grace, will you say grace?
Shut up.
No, that's
I'm not bitter.
That's a few years in purgatory. Let's just move on.
Actually, wouldn't it be disgrace when you say grace?
We have to move on. We have Chick McGee at the sports desk.
I can't believe that they finally figured out what happened to Amelia Earhart. That's great news, Josh.
Yes. Officially
They got an actual
announced
photo, and yeah.
That she was kidnapped by the Japanese.
No, actually.
That's right.
Now, you guys both fell for this last week, and I said it was obviously ridiculous.
I believe I said, isn't that compelling?
And it's not compelling.
No, here's what Josh and I do. We have conversations where I offer an idea, he listens, he offers another idea, talk about it instead of him standing behind a dais giving me an address.
The History Channel, they had this corpulent facial recognition expert.
Oh, my
sorry,
God.
All I
recognize. Overweight. Well, that's got something to do with his
all I recognize is the cheesecake. If you saw this picture, it's this really blurry picture, and he goes, I have five categories, and this was like the second to the top category.
What is it about that set you off? Because this is one of those things that you're taking such delight in.
No, because here's the thing.
But you
conspiracy theorists all want everything in the world to make sense. They can't stand the fact that there might be a random event in the world, like say you're flying from here to here, and there's thousands of miles of ocean, and people go, "How could the plane disappear?" Well, it's real easy.
You can't listen to anybody else's ideas that might be true.
No, it was so blatantly phony.
There you go.
Anyways, a researcher in Japan went through some archives, and after 45 minutes or 30 minutes, he found the same picture with a date on it 3 years prior to the crash of Amelia Earhart. So,
it was a Japanese man that did that?
Yeah.
So a Japanese man doesn't want to admit that the Japanese may have kidnapped
him. Yeah, that's right. That's right, because he's sleeping with Bigfoot. I forgot that.
No,
there's a photograph of him with Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby in Vegas on the Strip in 1962.
Dating a photo, putting a date on a photo and aging the ink and stuff, that wouldn't be, that'd be a tough...
Well, that's impossible.
That's impossible.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a photo. It's like a certificate of baseball. Sports memorabilia.
No, I think
it says it's authentic.
I don't think you're expanding the theory enough. Clearly, this he's an alien, and he was sent down here.
We're talking
1922,
resemblance
to Babe Ruth is uncanny. In any event, the History Channel stepped on their giant historical dick, and they're going to have to change the name of the channel to the Fake History Channel.
Is Bourdain on the History Channel? I didn't know that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I love Anthony
the giant
Bourdain.
Dick is what I'm thinking.
Funny. Yeah.
Chick, did you see what Bourdain said about Baby Driver?
Oh, yeah, I know. F Baby Driver. Yeah,
he's right.
Figures, yeah.
He's right.
Did you see it?
I don't have to.
No,
gosh.
I don't need another a stupid car chase movie. And
you know,
that awful song from the movie is the most viewed YouTube video in history. Can we find everyone who watched it more than once and prevent them from voting?
Which one's that? There was a song from that movie?
The Wiz Khalifa thing with the tribute.
That's from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that's the wrong
See you
thing.
Again.
Yeah.
It's a lovely song.
You got the wrong movie.
Could we...
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, guys. It's Peyton.
Hey, Peyton. Hey, listen. Good luck tonight hosting the ESPYs.
Yeah.
Yeah. as you can tell, I'm just, you know, a little nervous, even though I've been on TV a million times. I mean, you know, well, baked beans, foot, tube top. Just not quite sure how to, you know, maybe go about this.
It's so Omaha. Sort of
called you guys. I need some jokes.
Oh.
Hey, Hey, Eli.
Oh.
Sorry to chime in, but I heard you sort of worried about the big Espy's thing tonight. Said you need some jokes? Well, I just don't want to try to wing this like you've done your entire career, Eli. This is serious. Well, if you need jokes, Bub, I'd suggest just taking your cap off. You got an HBO special right there on your forehead alone.
Wow.
Oh, stink bait, pie crust, boondock. Yeah, rather than use a teleprompter, I'm guessing they'll just broadcast the entire script right there on your forehead, baby. Use that bad boy as a big old projection screen. Hey, Eli, why don't you come out with me and play guitar tonight? Guitar? I don't play guitar. Well, I swore I saw you in concert one time. If it wasn't you playing guitar, who else was throwing all those picks? Oh, spit cup. Die hard. Poop scoop. Corn dog. Guys, keep it down. Your dad's trying to sleep. Sorry, Mama. Reverse mortgage. Guys, I'll see you tonight on TV.
Thanks, Peyton.
Wow.
Thanks, Eli.
And thank you, Mama.
Thanks, Mrs.
Mama.
Thanks, Mrs. Manning.
Here's something else you won't
care
for.
We have something else in sports that's exciting.
International Olympic Committee. Now, listen to this, and I'm not taking questions, okay? You know what this means. It's a confusing story, and I don't have a beat on it yet. Maybe Josh can help us out with this.
Okay. Because
he listens to conversation.
Okay,
you don't, okay?
Amelia Earhart.
The International Olympic Committee has tentatively awarded the 2024 and 2028 Summer Games to Los Angeles and Paris, while allowing the two cities to select their hosting year. IOC members voted unanimously to seek it. What did I just say?
Me first. No, me first. Le me first.
If LA and Paris can't come to an agreement on hosting order, only the 2024 rights will be voted on when the IOC next meets in September.
So where are the next summer games?
Tokyo, right? Is that 2020?
All right.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
My first pair of track shoes.
What?
Adidas Tokyos. The blue ones. Never mind.
Huh.
No, I know about the Mexico 66. I know those.
Yeah, the famous Tokyos. They were the blue felt.
Or is that Onitsuka's Tiger? Hey, Charlie Puth says...
Puth?
Is it Charlie Puth?
That's the song I'm talking about.
Says when he joined YouTube in 2007, he was hoping to make a video that would get 10,000 views. See You Again, his collaboration with Wiz Khalifa, just became the most viewed.
And you know what it beat
YouTube
out?
YouTube video ever. 2 million
style,
more.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Beat out Gangnam Style, my favorite song.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Horsey dance. Did you see it when he? Did you see
it for Tommy Lasorda?
I don't like.
Did you see when he came out live on Saturday Night Live unannounced, doing that song?
Oh, what's his name?
The Gangnam Style song.
Yeah. Psy, that's his name. God, no, I missed that.
Why do you like that again? Really?
It's
the goofy dance. It's funny.
It's like pineapple.
Now the sappy. He died doing what he loved, driving into a tree and exploding.
Video.
Actually, he wasn't even driving.
Well, that's
Tom.
So, okay, good.
Paul Walker.
Good
he
choice.
Left us too soon.
He had a child.
His family sued the manufacturer of the car because the guy was driving it too fast. Oh, and it was the car's fault.
What did Paul Walker ever do to you?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's just his own. You live by the sword. You die by the sword. You don't complain about it.
That's sports.
That's sports? You call that a sports cast?
No, I don't. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
I got golf
news. I'm out of here.
I have golf news.
Okay.
So.
Go.
Sorry.
Did you see the story about the camel on the golf course? It's one of those things you really kind of had to see. Have you seen this, Grace?
No, I missed that.
And it wasn't in John Daly's mouth?
Oh, good. Nice.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Camel on the golf course.
God, I love that. Yeah, a runaway circus camel led Australian police in a chase through traffic before the animal attempted to evade capture on a golf course. Now, what's interesting about this is the photograph. Now, I know this is somewhat visual, but I want to try to I'll show this to you, Grace.
Okay.
Now, Grace, come over here. I want you to look at the photograph, and with the utmost of delicacy, I want you to describe something about this photograph that may be unusual.
giant schlong.
The camel's got a...
It would appear that the camel is in the excited mode. According to this news account, and I'm quoting here, a picture of the escaped camel shared online shows what appears to be a huge erection. However, on closer inspection, one can
see... Amelia Earhart?
It's a person's arm who is behind the camel.
No.
And his arm just happens to be coming out of the groin area.
Elbows don't look like that.
It really does look like he's looking for a lady camel to have some fun with.
That lipstick tube is fully
out. This one on Australian?
Yeah. Do you see it?
You still have it up?
Camel escapes Darwin Circus.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's obviously his arm, yeah.
But if you didn't know that going in, it really does look like a... Looks like a giant schlong.
Just look at it real quick. It looks kind of small compared to what the camel would be carrying.
Okay, now that I stare at it, from far away.
But at first it was identified as being something else. I mean, a camel on a golf course, I'd be more happy with that in Australia than one of those deadly snakes or an alligator.
That's true. There's a lot of kangaroos in Australia.
You know, they have venomous ducks.
Yes, there are, Grace.
No, I'm saying...
Did you know that there are...
Jesus. There
are a lot of penguins in Antarctica. It's amazing.
I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
What did I tell you? What did I tell Josh? I thought I'd be the one to walk out first.
No, they're like squirrels.
Of course they are.
They're as common as they...
So are they on golf courses all the time, I assume?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
I'm just going to shut up.
Did you see that? I'm just saying, if you're on a golf course and you see a camel, it's not as scary as seeing an alligator.
Correct.
And it's kind of natural. I assume the camel would be standing in a sand trap. Home sweet home. Where are the rest of the fellas? Hey, could you give me a pitching wedge? There's a giant camel turd that is housing my ball. Anyway, kind of cool. It's a great picture. We'll stick it on the Bob and Tom app. Speaking of pictures, we are in pictures today because the Bob and Tom show is being broadcast.
You ought to be in pictures.
On the TVs. If you just go to bobandtom.com, and it's a free VIP week. After the show, you can download the whole show. We've got a 6-camera stream. Is that right?
Yep. Yes.
6 cameras going up and running right now. And we also have available to be listened to 60 of our Bob and Tom show albums.
All right.
More than.
All over the More than 60? Yeah. Okay, wow. So all those classics are up there right now for your dining and dancing pleasure. We have, once again, sitting in for Christy Lee. It's Grace. Has anybody had an update from Christy? Did she get socked by those tornadoes?
No, I haven't heard from her.
Did they have tornadoes or just water spouts?
Tornadoes over the water. Water spouts.
Same thing, and, right?
Yeah, I know that she's on the coast, somewhere on the coast of Outer Banks of North Carolina, apparently experiencing some severe weather. She's got 2 weeks. I'm sure she'll have some very nice days.
Sure.
And that's when the sunburn will kick in.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you really not get any sleep last night?
Yes, I really didn't. It's a long story.
Wow. you are one giant crab bucket.
Okay, we'll move forward here. We have a little treat coming up from Mr. Obvious.
Okay.
Very excited about that.
Huh.
And our sunburn, new sunburn cure will be coming up in a matter of moments. But right now we turn to the news desk with the lovely Grace, sitting in for Christy Lee. Grace, what have you got going?
Sure. Let me see.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
I'm leaving.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your Gangnam Style approval.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, I like that song, too.
You're the one.
Put a hop in my step today. Boy, it's amazing what those Viet Cong could do once they put the minds to it, of course.
I don't think Cy was South Vietnamese. I think he was career.
Charlie is in charge.
Resurfacing on the news, talking about Amelia Earhart showing up again. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did her plane have a 3 on it like her Diddy's car did? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
That'd be Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Earhart.
Certainly a fair question. once again, if you suffered through the History Channel, which, by the way, the History Channel may not be able to use the name the History Channel anymore. Maybe it should just be Stuff We Made Up Channel.
They may have to convert to the Hitler Channel
again,
at some point.
That's what they used to be. The Big H used to stand for Hitler every show, every night. Hitler.
Or aliens.
Since when were aliens a part of our history? Hey. If you watch Ancient Aliens,
that's right.
You might see that they were a part of our history.
Nope.
Oh, really? No,
really? They don't exist. I'm going to keep going on with my life.
Are they Scientologists now? Let's move forward.
That's a volcano. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Now,
no, Grace doesn't like a show I like.
Now, Grace,
I that's almost every show that we ever discuss in now, so any look, capacity.
Grace, now, Grace, you've established one thing. You're an authority on kangaroos.
Obviously.
So now, if
I have a picture with a kangaroo.
If we're curious. Just a second. If we have kangaroos on a golf course, I have a technical question.
Yes.
There's camels on the golf course. Why?
Grace said there were kangaroos in the golf course.
No, I'm saying in Australia, they're just as common as squirrels are to us here. What?
Hey, can we have...
Did you guys know? I just read this. Fish are the squirrels of the sea.
We need to have the little lady from Poltergeist come in here and cleanse this room. I don't know what's happened.
I have a technical question for Grace.
Hates each other. Come on now.
I'm leaving the
Grace,
country tomorrow.
Let's get together.
If you're playing golf with a kangaroo.
Try to love one
Is
another.
The kangaroo, does right. he still have the PGA regulation 14 clubs in his pouch? Or can
he's got,
he?
He's got the room for it.
Okay, but I mean, can you go over 14?
That's the reason you went back to that?
Yep.
That?
100%.
I'm sorry.
Clubs in his pouch?
I'm trying to inject some facts into this show other than just your bitter
me
coming up in the news. We have Mrs. Dong,
and there was a murder.
You have to love the man to marry him with his name.
I did
Dong.
See that
in future news. There's a murder on a nationally syndicated radio show.
Who will it be?
Who would be? I have no idea.
Oh, also we have a guy. This is a great thing because with the state fair season here, a lot of the state fairs have the spooky area where they have the future-telling gypsies.
Oh, yeah. Is that the spooky area?
Oh, it's very spooky. They have the weird, spooky music.
Oh.
We have a guy that's doing fortune-telling in a very unusual way in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I saw that.
Perhaps my favorite story today involves the phrase, buckets of urine.
Oh, no.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Buckets of urine does sound like the name of a band.
Yes.
Hey, Puddle of Mud. With
who's opening for Journey?
Buckets of urine.
And the Runaways. But the beauty part of the buckets
These
of urine is...
Of
and the runoffs is what you mean.
They were used to put out a fire. The fire happened to be the... young man who was set on fire by the woman who had the buckets of urine. Yes.
Well, now we don't have to hear the story.
It's a little rough. No, there's a lot more to it. And we'll get to the debunking of the new Amelia Earhart story.
Nope, she's alive.
A great thing for families. If you've got a little she's kid, alive. We have something brand new for you that you're really going to like. If you've got a toddler, this is the coolest thing ever. And you can probably get it on Amazon right now. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We've completed our sports segment.
Yes, we have.
And that's Chick McGee. Yep, thank you for leaving this microphone off.
Yep.
We have comedian Jeff Oskey over there, new to our staff. And we have Josh Arnold and the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Coming up, Mr. Obvious, a little visit with Mr. O. Something semi-related in the news. But right now we turn back to the news desk with Grace. What have you got over there?
Sure. In relation to more Australia news, a Qantas airline passenger in Australia checked a can of beer at the Melbourne airport and was able to reclaim it at the Perth airport.
Ah.
When checking in on Saturday for the Qantas flight QF777, the passenger handed over a single can of Emu Export Lager as his luggage. Airport employees loaded the can of lager onto the plane, and the passenger was able to pick it up on the carousel at Perth's baggage claim.
They wouldn't let him bring it on as his emotional support beer.
Yeah.
put a little orange jacket on it.
It's an emu. Come on. The passenger.
Is this a famous beer that I don't know about?
No, it's. I think it's emu. It's no, similar to like
Foster's,
Yingling in Australia.
Foster's is the beer in Australia,
yeah,
right?
King
no.
Beers.
Foster's.
That's what they want us to
that's
believe.
The marketing
isn't
to us.
Foster's brewed in the United States?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it's actually imported. I think that's kind of a they don't want you to know. Yeah. Wink, wink.
They're not all eating Outback in Australia either.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, don't go knocking.
It's very disappointing.
I'm not knocking them.
What?
You ask them for a blooming onion and they'll look at you like you're crazy.
I heard they have kangaroos in Australia like we have
you know
squirrels
what?
Here.
I did hear that.
Here's you the word
that?
You're hearing. Fun
fact
Grace,
of the day.
The word you're looking for is dick.
Oh, yes. Yes, Tom.
I'm bringing her over to my
Call
team.
Call me the dick.
Oh, my goodness.
They have venomous ducks in Australia.
Great. The passenger.
So I have a question. So this guy goes up to the...
Smack your smart-ass mouth.
He goes up to the clerk, hands the clerk a beer, and goes, this is my luggage.
Yeah.
They didn't punch him. Oh, God.
Uh-oh, maybe they don't
have. Is it a special
one.
Type that you can't get in Perth?
No idea. It's the passenger
he
who wished.
He couldn't fit it in his Perth?
Wasn't enough room.
You know, suppose there's no difference between that joke
difference?
And Santa Claus is a myth. I thought he was a myth-ter. There's no difference in either joke.
That's right.
You suppose in Perth there's a store called Perth Perth.
Perth Purses. Perth Purses is going to help you. We got a special in Kate Spade this week. Perth Purses.
Ooh. The passenger, who wished to remain unnamed, what a shock, told the Daily Mail Australia he was skeptical as to whether he could pull it off after he and a friend had thought of the idea.
Did they charge him $25?
I would hope so. Hey, man, you want to go chugging and getting a beer? He added, it was sent out well in front of all the other luggage, so the baggage handlers obviously appreciated it.
I can envision this as a great TV commercial.
Yeah, this is a good
ad. You see the guy go up and he hands him the beer, and then when he gets there, there's some guy dressed as a butler comes through the thing on the belt, riding the belt with a tuxedo on or tails and a top hat, and he goes, sir, the high life is for you. You know, it's all iced down, and he takes it and chugs it.
And just to confirm, Foster's is brewed in Manchester, England, not Melbourne, Australia.
I thought it was brewed like in... Isn't it brewed in the United States now?
I'm sure the stuff there's that we get a different brewery for our specific purposes. Okay. But
I'm wrong about the venomous duck in Australia. It's indigenous to Paraguay.
Ah.
However, the duck-billed platypus has a spur on its hind foot that is capable of injecting, incapacitates a human with their venom. A duck-billed platypus. Yeah.
All right. Those are those.
Are those still around or are they extinct?
Those are the bizarrest.
No, animal. They're still around. A fluid-filled swelling develops around the wound and then spreads throughout the limb as the pain develops into a long-lasting heightened sensitivity.
Now, this is supposed,
from the
to, be, this is supposed to be a pleasant, fun morning show. We don't want to hear about people dying by being attacked by an animal that no one's ever seen. What is the native habitat of the duck-billed platypus?
Oh, it's Australia. It's just really? Like the kangaroos and things. Over there.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have kangaroos. Rich, you were telling me about this. I was not aware of this. They have kangaroos, what, like we have squirrels?
What if she starts crying? What now, are you going to do if she starts crying?
I do cry very easily. You can ask anyone on the staff.
I'll call her dad. Now, if you're checking in, this guy checks in one can of beer on Qantas Airlines, and they put it in the luggage thing.
Right. I'm more surprised it made it to the right airport based on my past checking experience.
Right?
Well, Jeff, you seem like the kind of guy who would pack a garbage bag as his luggage. Yes. Am I right on that?
Exactly.
A scene from Tommy Boy. There's my luggage. Yeah. How did I know?
It's easier to spot on the carousel.
There you go.
Well, that's the thing. Right. This guy. I wonder if this guy took like a piece of red yarn and tied it around the beer can so when it came off, you'd know that it was his.
It says at the end, photos and videos
Many
shared.
Many beer cans look alike. Be sure to.
Photos and videos shared online shows the solitary can wrapped in luggage tape making its way around the baggage carousel.
I think about the last time Tom and I had a friend moment was that we were in the Bahamas waiting for our luggage.
That was
and
a
they
while
have
ago.
A they have a they have a piece of luggage up on the carousel with a sign on it that says, "Be careful, all luggage looks alike." And Tom said, "I'm going to go up there and grab that luggage." and walk off with it. And I still laugh about it today. Yeah. And that was the last time I could have called you friend.
Mm-hmm. Not true. Wow. I've seen you guys be friendly.
I have a question. I have a question for Grace. Grace, yes. Who, of course, has a degree in animal husbandry.
And obviously.
When you have... kangaroos the way you do all over Australia.
Obviously.
Do they cross the street like squirrels?
Yeah,
like
roadkill.
They just can't make up their mind. They juke their head this way, then go that way.
I'm sure. They have kangaroo
Because the squirrel's the most indecisive of all creatures.
I agree.
They really can't make up their mind.
I used to
kangaroos the same way?
I would assume.
Based on your vast knowledge of kangaroos?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I'm very educated in kangaroos.
Do you know what the number
I interacted
one
with them once.
For the mom kangaroos are? They hate it when the kids play inside. Am I right? Am I right, Josh? Oh,
Joey, will you go outside?
Jesus Christ, Joey!
That actually leads to this story. This is, again,
are
very visual.
Are kangaroos Italian? All the kids are named Joey, right?
This is very visual. Anybody
hey,
seen,
Joey!
Did you guys see this? The helmet with the handles on it?
No, what's it for?
It's a new invention.
This sounds like a cunning
it.
Invention.
No, it's for dads or moms, and you put the helmet on. And it has handlebars coming out of the top above the ears.
Yes.
So if your toddler's riding piggyback,
I've seen this.
They can steer.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
what?
To drive their parents.
Yeah, no.
This is funny until the first broken neck.
Called the piggyback driver.
Well, when your three-year-old accidentally Jason Statham's you to the ground in the middle of Toys R Us.
Oh, goodness.
Let me see if I could find
a
picture.
So it's not enough
thing.
You got to carry these kids on your shoulders.
Yeah, now they can wrench your head around.
Wrench my neck around. No.
It's fun. Here it is. Have you seen it, Grace?
I haven't seen a picture of it.
Here it is. Here's the piggy. It's called the piggyback driver. Look at this. See, here's this guy.
Piggyback driver.
Piggyback driver.
Yeah, look at this
song the monkeys ever did.
That's obnoxious.
No, it's great. This guy's got looks like a 3-year-old, and she's riding on his shoulders, clinging to his the helmet on the back of his
Pleasant
head.
Pleasant Valley Sunday.
It's great. This is really cool.
Stupid, awful.
And it looks very sci-fi.
I heard a Japanese photographer went in and said that's.
Oh my! I didn't. Even, it's got lights on it. It's got like blinking, flashing lights. And the. What do you mean? It's the worst. This is great.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a migraine waiting to happen.
Piggyback.
Or a seizure.
I'm not getting. Oh my God! It's got a gas cap too, so you can fill it up.
It looks horrible, and the.
Oh, it's got turn
signals.
The kid
looks like she's having a miserable time.
No, she doesn't.
Turbo?
Oh, it's turbo.
There's no turbo on a person.
Sure there is. You just run faster. I'm getting one of these for my 4-year-old. This is the greatest.
Good. And
good
then
for you.
Right. Then he'll come in. Oh, you have to excuse me. Oh, I didn't get any sleep last night, and I've got a horrible neck injury.
I'm all for this.
Finn.
And here's why. There's a chance he'll have to wear one of those hilarious neck braces.
Oh, the big big Ted Kennedy at the funeral.
Always funny.
Hang on a second. I've just seen the video. I've seen the girl, the little girl that reminds me of one of my little daughter.
It's great, isn't it?
It's adorable.
Yeah.
You're right.
She's doing a piggyback ride, and he's got these handlebars on the back of his helmet. It's the best.
You're right.
What a great idea. Finally, technology has come up. I thought the last great development in the world was going to be the iPhone. I was not thinking.
Finally, technology.
There's always something brand new.
Somewhere.
Coming up, we have the Mr. Obvious show.
The car. Okay.
We have the Mr. Obvious show. We have, buckets of urine are in the headline. And, again, that sounds like a band.
Buckets of urine.
Tonight, it's CBGB's. Blondie. Hey, buckets of urine. Hey. David Johansen. And we're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.